This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanew. This week, current chess champion Magnus Carlsen and five more of the top nine chess players in the world gather at the Chess Club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis for the Sinkfield Cup. They compete for the first place purse of $100,000. Willis Ryder Arnold spoke with grandmasters and fans as the tournament got underway.
This year's Sinkfield Cup is billed as the tournament with the highest-ranking players in the history of the sport. This claim is supported in part because of Carlsen's appearance. Carlsen is a rarity in chess. He models for clothing lines, emphasizes fitness, and is only 23 years old. He's also known throughout the world.
Absolutely recognized by everybody. Everybody knows his name.
That's Susan Pulgar, four-time world champion and head of Webster University's chess team.
It's like Tiger Woods, let's say, used to be when he broke into the world of golf.
Pulgar says Carlsen's style contributes to his popularity.
Even in positions that most would think that are boring or aren't too many creative ideas, he finds it's like kind of he draws water out of stone, you know.
She thinks his play and personality have already changed the game.
He has made a tremendous impact when it comes to changing that image that, no, just because you're a chess player, you can still be a model and you can still be cool.
And Carlsen is cool. He speaks with the detachment of a high schooler discussing afternoon chess club.
If you believe in what you do, if you have that confidence in your game, and if you're that good, yeah, the moves will speak for themselves.
Some of Carlsen's confidence comes from physical endurance. He plays soccer and exercises to support his chess game.
Chess is not only about what happens in the opening, what happens in the complicated struggle in the middle game. Even in the fifth and sixth hours of play, you need to perform at a very high level to be able to find the slightest ideas that can give you an advantage over your opponent.
Carlsen's interest extends past the glory of winning. He likes the game's intellectual challenges.
Finding new ideas, finding these little ways of playing on. Because there are always hidden ideas that you need to find to continue the struggle. So.
For Carlsen, that struggle has an added challenge here in St. Louis.
It should be a little bit colder because right now it's too hot and it kind of numbs my brain.
Perhaps the heat got to Carlsen. After 3.5 hours, his first game ended in a draw. Carlsen wore a form-fitting white button-down tucked into skinny jeans, while others wore standard suits or dress pants and sport coats. The game began with a flurry of movement, but quickly settled into long stretches of silence while commentators weighed in on possible strategy.
But the thing is, these guys are not thinking on these vague, abstract ideas. These guys are calculating hardcore at the moment. They're going deep, deep, deep variations.
In between moves, players walked around, watched other games, and snacked at a private buffet. At this level, games can last up to 6 hours. Ken Marshall came from the Chicago area to watch the game.
Seeing a really good chess game was something like somebody appreciating a work of art.
And here in St. Louis, fans are watching Carlsen and the other grandmasters create those works of art. The Sinkfield Championship game will take place Saturday, September 7th. I'm Willis Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.